Hello, and welcome to the 12-Step Buddhist podcast, episode number 30. Only done 30 of these since I started. I love doing them. Want to do more of them. I got a lot of cool things coming. This is Darren Littlejohn, author of the 12-Step Buddhist, and a bunch of books, actually. And I've just got a brand new one out here called The Yoga of Self-Compassion. How to practice self-acceptance and learn to love yourself. So this is available on Amazon. You can share the link if you know bit.ly. That's bit.ly/yoga of compassion. That goes straight to the Amazon link for the book. It's a series of three ebooks. The second one I'm working on now is called The Yoga of Letting Go. And the third one will be called The Yoga of Being a Badass. So it's the Yoga of Transformation series, and those three will become a print book, an audiobook, and a printed journal with nice paper. So anyways, that's what's happening. Plan to hear more from me. I've got a lot going. The 12-Step Buddhist 10-Year Anniversary Edition is in the works. That'll be out next year. It was printed in 2009, so I'm working with a traditional publisher as well as self-publishing, so support that. Visit me, as always, at the12stepbuddhist.com. You can get free meditations, updates, and so forth there. I'm going to redesign that website and put in a lot more new content and just really, really coming back to full-time writing now. So full-time writing and, of course, Ubering to pay the bills in between things. But, you know, this is what I'm the best at, so this is what I got to do. And I appreciate your support, so share about those books on Amazon, and I hope you like this podcast. Anyway, so we can say, and just imagine the white flowers, tiny white flowers, just dropping, floating, blessings. So I got this meditation from AMMA. If you go to AMMA, AMMA.org, I heard about her from some friends back in the, way back when, like maybe in the late 80s or early 90s, people were going to see AMMA and getting hugged, getting blessings. She's known as the hugging saint. And I always intended on going. I always wanted to, every time she came through or I saw that she was nearby or what have you, but I never did. For some reason, year after year after year, whenever I saw her name, I didn't go. And had other things, other teachings. You may notice it's a little bit noisier background than the podcasts have been in the past, because I'm recording this one as I was driving a little bit, and now I'm sitting here at the Olive Cafe on Mission Boulevard in beautiful Mission Beach, San Diego area where I live. Been here 4.5 years. Been a tough road. I will say it has been a tough road. But anyways, I'm here and recording this to give you some news, some updates, pick up the podcast. Everybody's always asked me about the podcast, and so I need to do a good job at getting those out there. So instead of waiting for the perfect conditions, just as they are. So So Amma came to LA, and I'm in San Diego, so it's a little bit of a couple-hour drive up there. And I'm at a time in my life when I need change, and I'm being open to and embracing new experiences. So I decided to step out of my comfort zone and go on up. Now, I've got my little dog, Gizzy. He's about 10. Little Shih Tzu that was used to belong to a girl, Tiffany, that used to come to my 12-step Buddhist groups back in Portland. Anyways, long story there, but Gizzy's special to me. She passed away, unfortunate circumstances, in 2013. So anyways, I've had to let Gizzy live with Tysa. My other dogs passed. And anyways, about a year and a half ago, I just said, I'll just take Gizzy. And so I take him with me wherever. I took him to Amma. I couldn't get a dog sitter. And it was a whole thing, you know, bringing him in. And the people are, you know, kind of asking me about it. And they're like standing there texting me while I'm texting their security people while they're talking to me. I'm like, it's all good, whatever, I'm chill. So I go up and to the front. If you've never been, if it's your first time, then you get priority to get to go up earlier, than you don't have to wait as long. And it wasn't like super bad or super crowded or anything, but a lot of people just go. So long story short, I went up, and they push you down kind of in front of her. They tell you, put your hands at your sides, be on your knees, do you want a chair or not? And you lean in, but don't touch her or whatever, you know. And they're just like, okay. So there's like maybe 20 people around her. She's sitting in this big chair. So I come to my knees, and eventually they push me forward. They say go, and she puts her arms around my neck, and she's talking to people like behind her, like on the phone, and they're holding the phone up, and she's like clearly running like multi-management. It's like multitasking, and I'm like, is she even paying attention to the fact that I'm here? I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I thought maybe she was dictating teachings, or I don't know what. But then they told me later that when she does that, she's managing multinational charity organizations. This is when she does her business. So she's blessing people and doing this at the same time. So anyways, she pulled me close to her and brought my third eye, Ajna Chakra, to her heart center, Anahata Chakra. And yeah, she whispered some mantras in my ear and held me to her a little bit, and handed me a lotus petal, flower petal of some kind, and a Hershey's kiss. And then she released me. And I went back and sat down, and I was talking to this girl, Felicia, who I had met, who lives in San Diego too, and she had never seen Amma. And I was like, well, do you know what happened? And she's like, no. So I was watching Amma, and I don't know, you know, I've talked about Tonglen, I wrote about in the 12-step Buddhist, this Tibetan practice really of exchanging self for others, you know, taking the pain, literally taking the pain, taking what you don't want and giving what you do want, releasing. So I watched her for some time, like a good 90 minutes or so, and as she embraced people. So when she puts her arms around the person, she does a little talking, and then she takes the pain. This is my perception of what I observed, and she takes the pain, she feels the pain, and then she releases the pain, and then she gives the blessing and moves on to the next person. And you know, all the while, up here comes a truck, so forgive my meditative podcast in the midst of the sanitary supply delivery. But she, at the time that this is all happening, there's a screen, and across the screen there's there's words in Sanskrit in there, like, and then in between each phrase, so this is the 1,000 names of the Divine Mother, and it's very similar in feeling to and in structure. There've been sort of the Indian verse style to like the 21 praises to Tara, which is like taught to children to be memorized in Tibet, you know. So the 21 praises to Tara, and I have full transmission of the 21 praises to Tara from my teacher, all in Sanskrit, and it's connected to green Tara practice and so on. Well, it's the feminine aspect. So this is going on, you know, and as it's going on, you know, they're saying, and that's all prasakyana maha. And I look behind me, and everyone knows when to say, and then they say it in between each phrase, and the phrases are numbered, so it goes 1 to 1,000. And these siddhus are like behind her, and they are belting it out. I mean, like, they have got this, and there is some juice, I'm telling you. So this was a tantric initiation. And they don't talk about it, but that's precisely what it is. And they do a little bit more formal version in the evening program after, but I didn't know that, or I would have stayed. But I noticed that's what Amma was doing. She was drawing the pain. She was doing a kind of a tonglen. And so I realized that she opened the doorway to freedom for me. And her message to me, silently, psychically, was, this is what you shall do. Okay, Divine Mother, you know, replace. So my integration of this experience for the past few weeks after has been replacing the psychosis and the chaos of the mother that I had, which enabled me or set me up to, or whatever, you know, choose, you know, borderline personality women to fucking torture me throughout my life, no matter how far away. It's like addiction. We'll talk way more about this as we go, but it's definitely addiction. And, you know, being sober in 20 years and being addicted, as my old sponsor John Peterson would have said, chewing the carpet, man. Chewing the carpet like a fucking crackhead. And to be 20 years sober from drugs and alcohol, but to not be sober on the addiction of trauma bonding, narcissistic, borderline personality, psychopathic dynamics, you know, so Stockholm syndrome. Anyways, all this, we'll go way more into depth on that later. But the idea being to replace the borderline mother and the borderline wife, which replaced the borderline mother, with the Divine Mother. So that's what I did a few weeks ago in LA with the dog. Amma came out, looked at the dog, smiled. I felt like my sweet little Gizzy was blessed. And came home and have been working with that energy and integrating that energy since. I'll have more to say about this, all this kind of stuff going on. The 12-step Buddhist. And if you're not on my Instagram, grab me on Instagram, because I'm putting a lot out these days, a lot more thoughts and feelings as we go. I'm developing quite a few things, actually, right now. Coming out of the torment of the past few years. Instagram, 12-step Buddhist, 12-step-buddhist. Say hi on Instagram, and stay in touch there. You can chat there now. It's kind of cool. So I don't use the Facebook accounts as much, but I do. They're there. You can find those too. But I'm going to redo the whole 12-step Buddhist site, all the content. It's going to take a while. There's a lot going on. But 2009 is when the 12-step Buddhist came out, and it's almost 10 years, so I've sent a proposal to my publisher because they own it. I couldn't do anything about it without them. So same agent, same publisher. They took the proposal to New York. Simon & Schuster said yes. So signing a contract on that soon. I hope to have the book out by early 2019. The 12-Step Buddhist 10 Years After, or something like that, or the 12-Step Buddhist 10-Year Anniversary Edition, updated and revised, something like that. So I'm going through the brain science, going through what's shifted in, you know, Buddhism and recovery, all the, you know, obviously a lot has changed since then. There's the whole refuge recovery, there's the whole Noah Levine being, you know, banned from teaching from allegations of sexual misconduct. Sakyong Mifam, I mean, even just recently, just also sexual misconduct, drunkenness, just wow, so much going on in the field of Buddhism, the field of recovery. And my own story, my own experience. So I'm going to talk about working through, and the 12-Step Buddhist was like a letter to my future self. You know, it's like go back through and read it and see what advice you gave to others and apply that to yourself, dude. You know, and how would I, you know, how would I look at that now? So I'm going to work through a lot of that stuff, add some new content, new chapter, update everything, and that should be out beginning of the year in time for the, hopefully in time for the 1 year anniversary mark. And then I have a new thing called Compassionate Recovery. And you can read about that as we go at compassionaterecovery.net. .com was taken by some therapist somewhere, so couldn't get access to that one. But .net's cool. Works fine. Working on a lot of stuff, you guys. Get on my email list. I'm going to be sending out, you know, some how-tos, guides, updates, podcasts, free chapters, things like this. So jump on the 12stepbuddhist.com. Add your email there to the pop-up. If that's not working for some reason, let me know. My email address is darrenblittlejohn@gmail.com. D-A-R-R-E-N-B as in boy, L-I-T-T-L-E-J-O-H-N @gmail.com. So I'm keeping the podcasts short still, so that they're digestible. I am working on a lot of cool things that I want to talk to you about and get these podcasts rolling again on a regular basis. I'm not sure at the time I'm recording this because I'm just doing it on my phone, but I'll have in the show notes and the in the intro, what the podcast number is. I think it's something like mid-20s, late-20s. Hadn't done that many of them, but people do love these. Over 300,000 downloads. So, hey, do me a favor. Share this with a friend on your social media. Grab a copy of The 12-Step Buddhist and share that with a friend. Jump on my email list. Follow me on Instagram. Twitter, of course, 12-Step Buddhist. And a lot of exciting, cool stuff going on. I think we're going to turn the world of recovery upside down. There's been a lot of shifts, and I think we're ready for a lot of good new stuff. So until then.